A gentle giant of the sea, on the sand, lifeless. This humpback whale washed ashore in Atlantic City over the weekend, making it the sixth whale dead on our coasts in just over a month.
For the most part, there was no clear evidence of what had been harming the whales.
Cindy Ziff of Clean Ocean Action calls the number unprecedented and worries offshore wind energy activity could be to blame. She says right now several companies are busy surveying beneath the surface.
11 companies have already been given permission to harm and harass over 63,000 marine mammals off the coast of New York and New Jersey for the preparation of building offshore wind farms.
Corey Martin with Clean Ocean Action, show me the numbers from the NOAA Fisheries website.
So these are current.
Martin points out the number includes 181 critically endangered North Atlantic right whales. There are fewer than 350 left on the planet.
We wanted the president's attention on this.
Thus, Clean Ocean Action, along with four other local activist groups, sent a letter to the president Monday demanding an immediate investigation into the whale deaths, a halt to all current lessees offshore wind energy development activity, and a full stop on any new pending and planned offshore wind permitting. Both the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management and NOAA Fisheries assessed potential effects of high-resolution geophysical surveys and concluded they are not likely to harm whales or other endangered species. Bob Stern with Save Long Beach Island also signed the letter, says his organization researched noise levels.
Their estimates that they were doing of this noise level and impact were being seriously underestimated. We got to find out what's going on here.
To ensure our gentle giants of the deep can live in harmony with human industrialization.